Good afternoon. We continued to track an area of low pressure along the eastern seaboard as it pushes clouds and numerous showers across most of interior New York and New England. Some of the showers are coming down a bit heavier than others, and most of the steadiest rain will be in easternmost New York and New England through the better part of the afternoon. As the wave of low pressure tracks up the coast, the showers will come to an end, first in the Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley, then through the I-90 corridor by about early to mid-afternoon, and then the rest of the region will slowly see the showers pull out to the north and east by the end of the day today. Temperatures will struggle with the clouds and showers and stay in the upper 50s and lower 60s for afternoon highs. As that system departs, the second disturbance pivoting through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley will pull in tonight, keeping skies cloudy with scattered showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder as lows drop back into the lower 50s. With that disturbance overhead on Friday, it'll be a breezy and cool day for June. Under partly sunny skies, temperatures will reach the middle and upper 60s, with a few scattered showers passing through from time to time, especially across the higher terrain. This whole system will pivot out of our region late Friday and Friday night, leaving us mostly dry for the day on Saturday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be milder, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. The active weather pattern will continue, however, into the second half of the weekend as another disturbance approaches from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, bringing us mostly cloudy skies and the chance of showers on Father's Day with highs in the mid-70s. That front will stall overhead on Monday. With another wave of low pressure riding along, it will continue the chance of scattered showers and storms with highs in the upper 70s before we dry it out on Tuesday and Wednesday. Still a fair amount of clouds mixed with some sun in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper level ridge that's been responsible for record-breaking heat in the Pacific Northwest will begin to erode before a cold front ushers in more moderate temperatures late today and tomorrow. Highs and lows will still be up to about 20 degrees above normal for some places. The Storm Prediction Center issued a critical area for isolated dry thunderstorms over parts of Oregon ahead of the cold front. The SPC has also issued a critical chance of fire weather for southern Arizona today. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough and associated low-pressure system will bring 1 to 2 inches of rain to parts of the Great Lakes through tomorrow morning. As this storm lifts into southeastern Canada, the southernmost tip of its associated cold front will bring 1 to 2 inches of rain and possible thunderstorms to South Florida. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and thunderstorms near 70, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56. The record high 94 set in 1892, and the record low 38 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, some heavier bursts of rain possible with temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More scattered showers tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain early this afternoon, winding down as scattered showers later today, and temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers around this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More clouds and scattered showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with steady rain ending early this afternoon, then scattered showers and temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with steady rain lifting to the north and east, but scattered showers remaining this afternoon and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for a Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, passing showers from time to time, especially across the higher terrain, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s on Saturday. Scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible Sunday and Monday in the mid to upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds both Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.